we have in studio with us Brandon Peterson, Communications Director at North Platte Public Schools. Brandon, I'm going to dial you in here, okay? Because you're on, maybe you're on mic one. Let's try this. Now you can say something.
Morning.
Yeah, okay.
Happy to
That's
be good.
That's good. I don't have to mess with this one. You know, I have like three, we can do up to four extra mics besides my own here, and sometimes it's on a wrong source or a different source, and I'm kind of like, if I don't catch that ahead of time, I'm out of luck, but that's the way it is. But fortunately, you're on a mic there. I had dialed in, and Kevin Mills, also with North Platte Public Schools, he's the Human Resource Director, and I bet you this is just one of many, many things that you handle
for
the
sir.
School system.
Good morning. Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
today.
And you're here to tout a paraprofessional hiring fair, which is going to be happening tomorrow afternoon at the McKinley Education Center.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're very excited. We want to try a new event. Paraprofessionals obviously is a huge part of our workforce. And we just thought we would try an event, try to do a little hiring event, and set it up, hopefully having some people come and maybe apply and learn more about being a school paraprofessional with North Platte Public School
okay,
District.
Okay, so I'm going to play dumb here
because
I actually am dumb about what a paraprofessional is. So give us a scoop, and I'm sure there's people listening and are like, I've heard that name before. I don't really have a solid idea of what a paraprofessional, what you're looking for, qualifications needed to become a para, as they say for sure.
Absolutely. Well, paraprofessional, as I alluded to, is a huge part of what we do in education. The paraprofessionals work in our classrooms with our children. They support our teachers. They support our administrators. We employ probably over 125 paraprofessionals. The biggest part is what we look for. Are you passionate about helping? Are you passionate about helping students? I mean, that's the most important piece of it. The qualifications really is what we like to see. Is someone that has 40 to 60 credits. That's very helpful because there's a program that we use to train paras as well. And with those associate degree or up to 45, 50 credits, then we can do some other things that get them through the para project. So we're looking for individuals that really enjoy working with children, that want to make a difference, individuals that maybe are looking for a different career or a meaningful job or maybe just a change in what they're doing. One of the great perks of paraprofessionals is that they work the same days that students go to school. So anytime students are out of school, paraprofessionals are off work. So they follow the student schedule and are a major piece of everything that we do in education.
So is it fair to think of them as a teacher assistant?
Yes, sir. That's what a lot of the older school people would remember as a teacher assistant, but it's they assist the teacher. They help with small groups. They pull kids out for special education groups. They take kids out of the classroom. They help with supervision. They're an instrumental part of the classroom and doing that support for not only for the teacher.
Do they have to deal with discipline matters, or is that entirely on the teacher?
That would be on the teacher, but there will be issues where the para that we do training to help de-escalate. Okay. That's a big part that we do, the de-escalation training, to learn how, because we know that individuals don't have that experience to be able to de-escalate. So we do a training with that to support them and to show what those matters are. But yes, the discipline would end up with the teacher, then eventually with the principal. But we help parents to understand how to look at some of those antecedents to see what happened to that child before that behavior happened. So we help them to learn that process.
Okay. So basically, it's people that like to help. They're not intimidated by a classroom setting. Is this all age groups, or are we confining this to a certain age group, or to K through 12, or what are we talking
here? Great question, sir. Currently, we have K through 12. We have paraprofessionals actually from pre-kindergarten, from pre-K. Over at Buffalo, we have paraprofessionals there as well, all the way up to our 21-year-old programs.
So they run
the gamut of everything that we do. And currently, we're looking we've done a really good job of retaining paraprofessionals. So this year, we're looking to hire between 10 and 12 for the 25-26 school year.
Okay. So how many overall do you usually have on
staff? About 125.
I think you mentioned that.
Yep, so we've been doing a really good job with our culture and our climate To it's more difficult to recruit than retain, so we want to do a lot of retaining of staff, and that seems to be working quite well.
Well, you obviously have then.
Yep, we have.
Yeah.
Very excited about it.
You don't need that many, but tomorrow's an opportunity to come on out. And even if you're just, you know, maybe, you know, want to talk, I'm sure you and Brandon are going to be there.
Sure.
And other people. If they just have questions,
absolutely,
additional questions that we're not bringing out, and specific questions they can ask you. I mean, put your toes in the water a little bit and say,
absolutely,
well, it seems like something that'd be kind of nice. And
absolutely.
One thing nice, you said it follows a student schedule. So you,
correct,
just, you print out your school calendar and you know ahead of time you can plan for days off,
correct,
and all that. You don't have to go in probably on those teacher in-service,
that's
or
correct,
work days.
Those,
right,
are the days they have off on when we have professional development. So they
yeah,
work. Teachers have a contract of 185 days. Pairs, about 171 is what,
okay,
they work, because we take all those days out when kids are not there.
Okay.
And another wonderful thing about the paraprofessionals in North Platte is they actually operate under a union. They have union representation. So we do a contract.
Hmm.
We meet with the union representatives. We built a contract for 2 years. So we had one for last year, and it's already built for this year.
Hmm.
Then we'll meet again next spring and then develop another 2 year contract. Seems to work very well. Very supportive. We work closely together with the paraprofessional union in the school district, and we have a great relationship because we all want the same thing, quality,
yeah,
people helping our kids, working with our kids.
So what age-wise, what are most of the people, the age range of most of the people that get involved in this?
That's a great question. I would say across the gamut. We have the,
mm-hmm,
younger people that maybe are dipping their toes, as you said, into education, looking at what they want, and they want to help people. So we have some young people in their 20s that are fantastic. And then we have individuals that have been a paraprofessional for 20, 30 years. We had a couple retire last year that had over 30 years. So it's a position that people can make an entire career out of. One of the greatest benefits of it is that the district does give all paraprofessional single insurance paid for by the district.
Okay.
So that's a great benefit for a lot of people that think about insurance. And then another great benefit, in Nebraska, all employees go into the Nebraska Public Retirement System. So they could have a retirement at the end of their career, which they,
yeah,
don't have to do anything because that money's pulled automatically and
they, yeah,
run right into retirement.
Know a little bit about that?
Yep.
Because my wife was an accompanist for the choirs over in Ogallala,
yep,
for 25 years. And
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
So she gets,
yep,
a little thing from the retirement,
absolutely,
statement every year.
Absolutely.
Telling,
so yeah, we welcome
eligible,
everybody,
yeah,
to come in. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to talk to people and see if this career is for them. Is there something that they want to look at? We would welcome all people to come in tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 to 5:30 at McKinley.
The obvious thing, what's it pay? You know, because that's foremost on most people's minds. You
absolutely
know?
Well, and that's why I alluded to the contract, because the union and I, and in the district, we met, and we know that pay had to go up. So right now, the starting pay is $17.20, and that runs up to a little over $22. It's on a scale. So we've done great. We've taken great lengths to help increase that pay. And
you start at $17.20, you said?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
$17.20. Okay.
Yep. So we worked really hard with the union to make sure that we had those increments to make those raises when we built that contract.
And then does everyone start at that level then, regardless of what credits?
No,
you have,
no, that's a great question. We honor education, so if they have 2 years of associate's degree, then they get 2 years experience, moving them down on that scale 2 years. And if they have a 4 year degree, then they would get 4 years experience just coming in.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way we wrote the contract.
Wow. Okay.
Because we love to see individuals. There's many people, and I can't help but go into the para-to-teacher program here. There's many individuals that become paras with a goal of becoming a teacher. And so we've done two programs now currently, and one of them, I know I'm going off track here a little bit with the para-to-teacher program. So we always talk to our paras who are interested in teaching, because many times there's programs that we can get involved in to be a para-to-teacher. And we've been involved with that for several years now with Chatham State College.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've just in contract with Midlands out of Fremont, where we have a couple more paras in that program to become a teacher. So even though be a para for a career is a great thing. The individual might be interested in becoming a teacher. We have those routes as well to talk to people about.
So what percentage of people that get into or hired as paras do you think actually go into teaching and become teachers?
That, the percentage, that would be a difficult one. I would say maybe about 10%.
About 1 in 10.
Yeah, about 1 in 10. Because it's obviously not everybody just wants to be a teacher. They love being a paraprofessional. It's a fantastic career.
I've got more questions popping into my head. So if you hire them, do they get a can they express a preference? Say they like to be in a small kid setting, an elementary setting.
Yep.
They prefer that to a high school setting. Do you allow for that, or do you just say we're going to place you where you're needed and you don't get a choice, or how do you handle that?
We absolutely ask for preference because I've done this long enough to know that individuals prefer the littles. They want to maybe work with preschool or elementary, you know, they love middle school, so we want to place them there, or high school. So, that's one of the first questions we ask. What is your preference? What age group do you like to work with?
But you can't guarantee, obviously.
Can't guarantee it, but with the positions we have right now, we have all those available, preschool, elementary, middle, and high, currently right now, to fill.
All right. You're going to have some giveaways. It might be a surprise because even you guys sound like you're not sure what they're going to be, right?
We're going to have some snacks and some drinks and some giveaways. You got to come and find out what those giveaways are.
Come on out tomorrow afternoon to the McKinley Education Center. Should they bring a resume with them, or what do you suggest? Because you're going to you could be interviewed on the spot. There,
absolutely.
So what do you want people to bring?
Yep, absolutely. I love that. Resume would be ideal. We can work on an application right there, do interviews right on the spot if individuals have that interest. Resume would be huge. That would help us.
Okay. 3:30 to 5:30. At least you didn't pick the hottest day of the week, right?
We tried not to. We looked ahead at the forecast.
And come on out to the McKinley Education Center. That's 301 West F Street.
Yes, sir.
Here in North Platte. And just inquire, and you never know. You might be starting school. What's the first day of school, Brandon? You got that in your notes there?
First day of school.
Yeah.
We actually have August 1st for the new teachers, and then August 7th is when all of the rest of the teachers come.
Wow.
And then on the 13th is kindergarten through 9th, and the 14th is grades 10 through 12.
Wow.
And that's a great question, too. Wow. Normally, we start paras the day before school starts, but we found that we like to do some extra training. So we're actually starting them on August 8th, on a Friday this year. Okay. So that gives them the 8th, 11th, and 12th gives them 3 days to do some training. So we've looked at that, and that's a piece that we really want to honor to make sure that those individuals are ready for that classroom on the 13th.
Is that all day or just a few
hours?
Yeah,
all day. Yeah, they work all day, the 8th.
8 to 5 or 8 to
7,
4?
7:45 to 3:45.
Just simulating a school day, basically.
Correct,
basically,
yes, sir. Yep, absolutely.
Well, that's wonderful. Kevin Mills, the Human Resource Director at North Platte Public Schools, been our guest this morning. You're a fount of information, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us. We look forward to a good turnout.
Brandon said you would fill the time very quickly, and then actually led me to believe I wouldn't have to ask too many questions, but I'm glad you allowed me to ask questions because I think there's people listening that had the same questions.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Well, any questions that come up, we would love to answer them.
And Brandon, you got some notes jotted down?
If you remember, we had talked about the strategic plan on the air before, and so this work that Kevin has done, I had the privilege to work on one of the committees with him, and it was for the group that talks about recruiting and retaining highly qualified staff. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is a great example of, you know, where we had the community and stakeholders put together that strategic plan, and we're already seeing it in action with having this para hiring event, and then you build a good group of pairs, and that can help supply teachers in this area, you know, and you kind of see where we get these pipelines put in and doing that.
What's your feedback been for this, the paras helping the teachers, and obviously they've got to be able to learn to work well together. Have you gotten good feedback from teachers?
Absolutely.
On what the paras provide, and then been able to take that feedback and maybe modify the role a little bit?
I would be willing to bet if you could ask every teacher if they could have their own para, 100% of the time they would say yes. Yeah. There's been great relationships between them, and just all sorts of great teamwork, and just like Kevin was saying, all the supports that they provide, especially if you have a bigger classroom size and a teacher's going around and working with as many students in a certain amount of time, it's nice to have that other person who can also help answer questions and do those things too. So
it lightens the load of a teacher. So, you know, I mean, what's your average class size there at the high school?
Elementary, we try to cap them the best we can. We use a ratio suggested by the board. So kindergarten through second grade, we like to see 20 to 22.
Okay.
And then third grade to fifth, it runs about 22 to 24. Okay. Obviously, there's some that are lower and some higher on that average, but that's where we shoot for. So then middle school and high school are anywhere from 22 to 28 as well.
Okay, that's what I was kind of thinking.
Yep.
In the 20s, you don't like to go above 20-something.
Correct.
Yeah. But, I mean, like you said, you can the para can take that load off of the teacher so they don't feel like I have to attend, you know, everyone every day. And that can be a weight on their shoulders. And when they know they have someone there in the classroom to assist them, that kind of just mentally, I think, helps you be more relaxed, you know.
You bet.
For sure, in that kind of setting. So.
Also, like when we post things about like the para event and everything else, we always put these updates on our website at nppsd.org, and then we're on Facebook. North Platte Public Schools is on Facebook, and at nppsd on X and Instagram too. So
you're all over the place on social media. Yeah. One more thing, Kevin?
One more thing I thought about is another thing that we employ are substitute paras, sub-paras.
Oh, okay, just like substitute teachers.
Yeah, so if an individual maybe didn't want to take that full commitment, we bring many people in to be a sub-para. Then they have an opportunity to go to many different buildings and maybe find out their preference. So we'd welcome anybody that's, you know, interested in just subbing as a para as well. We have a... would take them as well. We'd love to have more people doing so.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming in this morning. Hope you have a great hiring fair, paraprofessional hiring fair, tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 to 5:30 at the McKinley Education Center in North Platte. You want to start at $17.20 an hour, sit in a classroom, assist a teacher. Sounds like good work to me, you know. Hey. And then you've got an in to be a teacher if that's your goal, too. So check it out tomorrow afternoon at the McKinley Education Center.